The CPR News, I'm Joanne Allen. Front Range passenger rail service is a big step closer to reality. Colorado House today approved a new entity that could help fund the service. Voters would have to approve raising new taxes. Representative Matt Gray says the new fundraising entity will help attract federal support.
We don't have nearly enough money to do this right now, but we do have a group that is very interested in helping to fund this, and that group is called Amtrak.
Senate and House bills still have to be reconciled. Students could get access to free menstrual products under a bill headed into the final vote in the legislature, CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Schools could apply for a grant to pay for products to place in school bathrooms. Democratic Representative Leslie Herod says she wants students to not have to leave school because they forgot a menstrual product.
Tampons, pads, panty liners, these are things that people need. But for too long, we have not had conversations and we have kept people from having access to the products they need, especially in our schools.
Denver Public Schools has already started its own program to put menstrual products in bathrooms. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Nuggets will move into the next round of the playoffs by winning in Portland tonight, tip-off at 6 o'clock. Grand Junction's 91 degrees, Fort Collins and Denver at 81 degrees. This is CPR News.